This is a breath and body-based meditation to help us to practice bringing more kindness to ourselves and to develop more acceptance of ourselves and what we're experiencing, allowing acceptance and kindness to increase in our lives when things are good and when things are difficult, being open to all our experience in both mind and body, developing an attitude of friendly curiosity to whatever appears. So starting by settling into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. If you're sitting, either using a straight-backed chair or sitting on the floor with your buttocks supported by cushions or a low stool, and your knees on the floor if possible, so you have a wide base of support. Experiment with the height of the cushions or stool until you feel comfortably and firmly supported, with the back as far as possible in an erect, dignified and comfortable posture. Encouraging openness and relaxation, especially in the front of the body, allowing openness and softening in the face, the shoulders, arms, hands, chest, and belly. If you're sitting on a chair, having the feet flat on the floor, a little apart, with the legs uncrossed. Gently closing the eyes if that feels comfortable for you, or allowing your gaze to drop to the floor in front of you. If you're lying down, using a mat or firm mattress to lie on, covering yourself to keep warm if need be, and either having your legs stretched out along the floor with the feet falling apart, or having the feet flat near to the buttocks with the knees pointing towards the ceiling. Having your knees up like this may be more comfortable for your lower back or may help you stay awake during the meditation. Your eyes can be shut or open, whichever works best for you. When you have settled into your chosen position, starting by bringing your awareness to sensations in the body, beginning by focusing your attention on the sensations of touch, connection, and pressure in your body, wherever it's in contact with the floor if you're lying down, or if you're sitting with the floor and with whatever you're sitting on. Spending a minute or so exploring these sensations and any other sensations you're noticing in your body at present. Now bringing awareness to your breathing, experiencing the changing physical sensations in the lower chest and the belly as the breath moves in and out of the body. To help you connect with this area, if you like, placing your hands on the belly to feel the ways the sensations change as you breathe in and out. Having tuned into the physical sensations in your belly in this way, if you like, putting your hands back on your knees or on the floor if you're lying down, and continuing to focus your attention on the sensations of breathing in the belly. Sooner or later, and usually sooner, the mind will wander away from the focus on the breath in the belly to thoughts, perhaps to planning, worrying, memories, or daydreams. This is not a mistake or a failure. It's simply what minds do, and it's perfectly okay. When you notice that your awareness is no longer on the breath, you can congratulate yourself. You've come back and are once more aware of your experience. You may like to briefly acknowledge where the mind has been. Ah, there's thinking. Then gently escorting your awareness back to the sensations of breathing, renewing your intention to be aware of the ongoing in-breath or the ongoing out-breath, whichever you find. Focusing your attention on the sensations of slight stretching and expansion as the abdominal wall rises with each in-breath, and on the sensations of relaxation as it falls back with each out-breath. As best you can, bringing a friendly awareness to the changing physical sensations down in the lower chest and belly, following the breath all the way through as it comes into the body on the in-breath, and all the way through as the breath leaves the body on the out-breath. Perhaps noticing slight pauses between the in-breath and the next out-breath, and any pauses between the out-breath and the next in-breath. As best you can, bringing a friendly interest to whatever you notice. Although you may notice your breath changing somewhat when you pay attention to it, which is usual, there's no need for you to try to control the breathing in any way. Instead, learning to step back a little, so you are simply allowing the breath to breathe itself. As best you can, also bringing this attitude of allowing things to be the way they are to the rest of your experience, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. There is nothing to be fixed and no particular state to be achieved. Letting your intention be to simply allow your experience to be your experience without needing it to be other than it is or trying to change it. Allowing it to be whatever it is. You may perhaps find yourself noticing how often we tend to want things to be different from the way they are, and what the results of this are for you. When you are wanting your experience to be different, what sensations, emotions, and thoughts do you observe? Perhaps also beginning to notice what happens when you're letting a sense of kindly acceptance develop. Noticing what moods, thoughts, states of mind, emotions, and physical sensations go along with increasing acceptance. As you go along, just paying attention to whatever your own responses are, whatever is true for you. And again, whenever you notice that the mind has wandered, and this will quite likely happen many, many times, each time noticing that you have woken up, softly noting where the mind was, thinking, and with gentle kindness escorting your focus of attention back to the movements of the breath. And if you like to, congratulating yourself about coming back to your experience in the moment. Then simply returning to pay attention to the changing pattern of physical sensations that come with each in-breath and with each out-breath. Allowing your thoughts and feelings to come and go as they do, while having the sensations of breathing at the centre of your attention as best you can. Using the breath as an anchor to gently reconnect with the here and now, each time you notice that the mind has wandered away from present moment awareness. As best you can, bringing a quality of kindliness to your awareness. Perhaps seeing the repeated wanderings of the mind as opportunities to learn not to judge yourself harshly, but instead to bring patience and a gentle curiosity to your experience. This practice is about helping ourselves to bring acceptance to our experience, especially accepting ourselves and whatever reactions we have to what we're experiencing, in particular when that's unpleasant or painful. So perhaps at some point, dropping into your mind an intention to be a little more kind to yourself, and as best you can to accept yourself however you are in any moment. And if you find at any time that you're not accepting yourself or your experience, then noticing any judgments that have come into your mind and any emotions you are experiencing or intense physical sensations, and seeing if you can also bring a kindly interest to those judgments, emotions, and sensations, as best you can, letting them be, and bringing your attention back to the breath and body sensations to anchor you in the present moment. remembering that there is no way to do this practice wrongly. Whatever you are experiencing is your experience right now. It doesn't matter if you are having all sorts of thoughts, feeling happy or unhappy, and whether your body is relaxed or tense or painful. All you are doing is becoming aware of whatever your experience is, while having the intention to bring a sense of openness and acceptance to it as best you can, moment by moment. To help yourself with developing a sense of acceptance and kindness, you may wish to try the following suggestion. And if you don't, it's fine to continue simply bringing your attention to the sensations of your breathing and the other sensations in your body. The suggestion is that you try imagining that you are breathing in kindness along with each in-breath, allowing yourself to take in a sense of kindness with the air, as though you are surrounded by kindness and could breathe it in, along with the oxygen that gives life and energy to your whole system. If you are imagining that you're breathing in kindness, you may possibly be noticing that there's a colour or sensation or sound associated with your sense of kindness. Or perhaps you're finding yourself saying the word as you breathe in. Or maybe words and images are not part of the experience for you. However you're experiencing this, seeing if you might have a sense of gradually filling your body and mind with kindness as you continue the practice, breathing it in. And if at any time you notice emotions coming up in you that feel very different from kindness, perhaps fear or anger or distress or numbness or resistance or some other emotion, then allowing these feelings to be here, maybe even welcoming them as part of your experience right now, remembering that whatever you are experiencing can be okay, whether you like it or not, when you allow it to be present. And if you wish, continuing with the practice of breathing in kindness and seeing what happens, knowing that you can stop at any time you want and return to simply bringing awareness to the sensations in your body, including the sensations of breathing. allowing yourself to notice any sensations in the body that are connected with whatever you're feeling, moment by moment, and deciding whether you will give yourself permission to feel those sensations and emotions. Without trying to get rid of whatever you're feeling, you may perhaps find yourself having a sense of such feelings and thoughts flowing away with your out-breath as they release naturally. So if you wish to, playing with the idea of breathing in kindness and breathing out whatever is not kindness, being gentle with yourself, and having the intention to become more accepting of yourself all the while. Remembering that at any time you can center yourself in the present by simply coming back to the sensations in your body, experiencing the connection with whatever is supporting you, and the movements of your breathing in your lower chest and belly. And continuing to practice awareness of breathing for the next few minutes, in whichever way you choose, either imagining you are breathing in kindness or just staying with the sensations, and noticing what happens when you do this. Whenever your mind wanders, or if at any time you feel yourself spacing out or getting ungrounded, coming back to experiencing the sensations of your body in contact with what is supporting it, the floor, the chair, or whatever, and experiencing the sensations of breathing. Remembering that you can congratulate yourself on having returned to present moment awareness, and then deciding how to continue the practice, whether by focusing on breathing in kindness or by attending to the sensations of breathing. And if you notice at any time that you are judging yourself or your experience, then remembering that you are learning a new skill, and all new skills take practice. Perhaps treating yourself like a little child who is learning to walk and keeps falling over, and giving yourself encouragement to try again, just as you would give encouragement to a small child you're fond of. Giving yourself support by comforting yourself when you're feeling discouraged, and by praising yourself when you notice yourself being even a little more kind or accepting. And coming back to simple awareness of the breath and body whenever you want to. And for the last part of this meditation practice, expanding our awareness to include the whole body, sitting or lying here in this place and breathing, supported by whatever we are sitting on or lying on. And underneath this, supported by the earth itself. Receiving life from the air we are breathing, and nourishment from the earth and the creatures of the earth. Connected to other people by our friendships and families, and by all of our connections with those who work to provide the necessaries of life for us. Allowing ourselves to open to all this kindness that supports us in whatever way feels right in this moment. Aware of the body, and aware of the breath. Allowing yourself to stay with this kindness and acceptance practice for as long as you want to, and when you decide to end the practice, gradually starting to move, opening your eyes, and relocating yourself by looking around at the room and the things in the room, noticing the colours and shapes of what you see. Taking time to stretch and move your body in whatever ways feel comfortable. And when you are ready, moving on to the next part of your day, taking with you whatever has been useful in the meditation.